We're at the end of Siman Reishai and Tes. We'll be doing Sivvav and Zayin, finishing it, as well as Siman Reish Pei, both Sifim there. Sivvav, Ner Shelo Hidliko Bo Bosa Shabbos. A lamp that was not on at the beginning of Shabbos, wasn't on in Shabbos altogether. You didn't use it that Shabbos. Afilu Shelcheres, even though it's ceramic, Demos, where once it was used, it's awful, it's full of soot. Vafilu shel nef de masriach, even if it was used as a kerosene lamp and it doesn't smell good. Mutter letaltalo, you're allowed to be metaltalit, the muktzamach masmius mutter. We do not hold that muktzamach masmius, Rabbi Yehuda's halacha of muktzamach masmius, that it does not have a head to tiltal. It gets the din of a regular kli shemalach tali iser, that is mutter letzorach gufo or makomo. Siv Zion, menorah, ben gdola ben ktana. The Gemara gives the case of a collapsible lamp, one that you can take apart. The halacha is there's no heter tiltal in it whatsoever, even though you didn't use it that Shabbos, even for gufa or makomo. Chazal aser tiltal because they're afraid that you're going to take it apart and put it together. The Rashinin Shema tipol v'tisparik, it'll fall down and come apart on its own, and you'll put it together. V'yachzireno. V'nimtza osakli. It was a gzera otu binyan. We're not afraid that you'll take it apart and put it together. We're afraid that it will fall apart and you'll put it together. Not only that. V'afilu im eino shel prokim. Even if it is not one that comes apart. Eliyesh b'charitzim soviv. It's got indentations. V'doma l'shel prokim. It looks as if this is something that comes apart. Aser l'taltla, chazal aser, moving it anyway. So this is even a new lamp, you've never used it. The only time that it's mutter is if it's never really tight, in which case there's no binyan when you put it together altogether. The Mishtaburis says that our leichter, our candlesticks, which can be taken apart, are certainly aser. His was made of, in the days of the Chavetz Chaim, they were made of several parts that either were screwed together or actually fit in very tight to one another. Today's, if it looks, because of the various layers, it looks as if it's made of several pieces put together, it would still be Aser as a Gzera. Simin Reish Pei. Tashmish Hamita Mitanuge Shabbos Hu. Lefikach Onis Talmidei Chachamim Habriyim Milel Shabbos Lelel Shabbos. The Mishnah says that the onas talmidei chachamim, the shibud, the responsibility of the kiyum of ona to a wife, is once a week for a talmid chacham. When is that? That's dafka leil Shabbos, because it's included in onig Shabbos. There's a takonis Ezra to eat garlic on erev Shabbos or on Friday night, because it says it's mar bezera. And the Mishtabur brings a sefer chassidim that's referring to garlic that has been roasted. Salty things, it says, have the opposite effect, and therefore they should not be eaten. The halacha of ona is referring to someone that feels up to it. If someone doesn't, then he's putter anyway. One thing the Mishtabura adds here is certainly Friday night is not a time that a husband and wife should be fighting. Siv Beis, Mutter Livo Lechatchila Besula B'Shabbos Vein Bo Mishum Chovu V'lo Mishum Tzarlo. Why is that? Because there's no Isser Mefarik in Dan Besulim. However, the Mishtabura points out that it has to be that the Chasn Kala had had Yichud, a real Yichud before Shabbos, because if there is no Yichud, then this would constitute a Kinyan on Shabbos and would be Aser. So one has to make sure, and this was the Minhag Yerushalayim for generations, the chuppah used to be on Friday midday, and then the Suda would actually be on Friday night. The Suda Shevet Brachas was the Shabbos the Shabbos meal. And the halacha was that Bilas Mitzvah was Mutter Leil Shabbos.